This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Feel like you're hanging out with your best friends on the ride to work. Just get used to being the smart one. Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Your earliest memory. How far back can you go? How about you, Bob?
I remember when I was 6 years old, I was hit by a car. Although I don't remember the accident, I can distinctly remember being lifted up into the ambulance.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I didn't remember anything else other than waking up in the hospital bed.
In a weird way, I'm glad you don't remember being hit, because I think that would be even more jarring to your psyche.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it was nasty. It was bad.
Oh my gosh. Are you okay today?
Yeah, I mean, I've been wearing glasses ever since. That's the worst that came out of it.
Then that's pretty good.
Bob, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, no problem. I love it. I love it. Every morning I listen to you guys.
Appreciate that.
Aw, thanks, Bob.
Amanda, you are next. What's your earliest memory?
Between 3 and 4 years old, I was playing in my bedroom on the floor with my toys, and suddenly a car crashed through my bedroom.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Were you okay?
Yeah. Thankfully, it did crash into my bed. Thankfully, I was on the floor playing with my toys.
I have just so many questions. My head is exploding right now. Did they come out of the car? Were they okay? Did they apologize? Were your folks there?
So what I do remember is the wall being gone. I remember all of the cops, everyone being there. It was winter time because I remember it snowing.
Okay.
And we lived in Mahopany at the time, where there is this big hill, and we were kind of at the bottom of it. So I'm going to assume that they somehow lost traction and ended up in my bedroom.
Yeah, sure. Mom and Dad had the bedroom in the back of the house. They put the kid up.
Yeah, how convenient. Yes. Oh my goodness, that's terrifying. I'm so glad you're all right. But is that upsetting that that is your first memory that registers?
Well, I also remember in that same house, a banana spider on my head. That's the same house, so I was around the same age.
I'm not loving this house. Kind of sounds like it's cursed.
No, not a good house.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Yeah, anything like a car crashing through your bedroom.
Holy Lord.
That's going to stick with you. That's going to be a strong memory.
And what a sweetie pie. She's got such a good attitude about it. I would be scarred for life. My therapist would hear about that weekly.
Every day.
And I would use it against my parents several times, like to get the last piece of cake or whatever. Like, hey, I had a car in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Give me that cake.